Hello and welcome back to the LTC podcast. Today we will be talking about the cruise industry crisis. My name is Chantal and today I'm joined by Damon. Hi, Damon.
Hi, Chantal.
How are you doing today?
Yes, very well, thanks.
All right. So the first question from my end would be, the cruise ship industry has been making the headlines recently, right? But why is that? I mean, cruise ship tourism has been around for a while, hasn't it?
Absolutely. There's nothing new about cruise ship tourism. In fact, you might be surprised to hear that it started way back in 1844, when a British company, that still exists today, by the way, started offering their first leisure trips using the vessels from their shipping line.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And the first purpose-built cruise ship, called the Prinzessin Victoria Luisa, was launched in 1900 by a German company called the Hamburg America Line.
Oh, so when you say purpose-built cruise ship, what exactly is that referring to?
So a ship that was designed exclusively for these pleasure or cruise journeys.
Oh, I see. All right. And what's the situation with the cruise industry today?
It's booming. The cruise ship industry is really booming. Apparently, it's the fastest growing category in the leisure travel market. And the forecast for the industry in the coming years is very, very promising.
All right. Promising, you say. So can you give me some numbers?
Sure. In 2009, there were about 11 million cruise ship passengers worldwide, which is already a substantial number. But that increased to about 27.2 million in 2018.
That is massive. So where do all these passengers actually come from?
Well, Americans are by far the biggest group. There may be five times more passengers from America than the next country, which is China. Europeans also like to cruise, and it's the Germans and the Brits who like to cruise the most from Europe.
And is the success of the cruise industry the reason that it's been in the headlines then?
Yes and no. So it's an ongoing success story for the industry, for the cruise ship industry. That's always big news. But the popularity of cruises has taken its toll on some destinations.
So when you say taking its toll, what exactly do you mean by that?
So, I mean, the success of the cruise industry has had some negative effects. Maybe you've heard about popular destinations like Venice in Italy, Dubrovnik in Croatia, and that they've become completely overrun by tourists, really to the point where it's having a negative impact on the quality of life for the locals.
Yeah, I've heard. There are just a lot of tourists now compared to before, right?
Absolutely. And the cities are having trouble dealing with these huge numbers of tourists that turn up just for one day.
Right.
And I mean, on top of that, there are, of course, the environmental issues. So cruise ships require a lot of electricity, which is typically produced by the engines or gas turbines on board. And so they produce a lot of exhaust emissions. Amongst other things, there's a lot of polluted bilge water that's pumped into the sea, and a few other factors.
All right. And what do you mean when you say bilge water?
So bilge water is the water that collects in the hull of a ship, and it's typically pumped out. Maybe you notice it on some ships that there's a little stream of water sometimes being pumped out.
I see.
And the bilge ship water is often polluted with oil from the engines.
Oh, okay. So aside from that, are there any other negative aspects to the cruise industry?
Yeah, so the list seems to go on and on. The working conditions for some of the crew members have been criticized because the operators, or some operators, I should say, can register their ships in regions with lax labor laws. And this also allows the operators to avoid paying certain taxes.
So with lax labor laws, you mean that the labor laws are not very strict, right?
Exactly. Perhaps
the
crew members work longer hours than they would, according to EU regulations, for lower pay and other various factors.
But how do cruise ship operators still manage to attract so many passengers?
Well, I can only imagine it's because most people aren't really aware of these negative issues. And the operators are constantly offering new, more exciting routes. I think that's interesting to a lot of people. It's possible now to cruise to both the Arctic and Antarctic regions. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but it certainly sounds like an adventure for some people.
Yeah, it sure does to me, at least. So, thank you so much, Damon, for letting us know and for telling us about all of this. So
pleasure.
Let's just quickly review the keywords that we used to talk about this topic, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in the beginning, we had shipping line, purpose-built, launched, booming, promising, ongoing success story, and taken its toll.
That's right. And we also had the words overrun, locals, exhaust emissions, bilge water, lax labor laws, and the idiom not everyone's cup of tea.
That's all for now, and thanks for listening.